right, yeah. Grade yourself out for your week one performance.
As a team, I think, you know, there's still some things we could have did a whole lot better. We just have to continue to going out, making as least mistakes as possible, continue playing great team ball, you know, playing for each other. You know, that's the thing that we keep thriving on, playing for the guy next to you. We want to continue to keep doing that.
I know you're going to want to try to go 100% every play all the time, but is there something about playing certain teams like New England that just makes you realize we've got to go a little bit harder, a little more focused?
Definitely. You know, Coach Belichick's record, man. You know, he's going to be one of those great coaches that when it's all said and done, he's going to be one of those great coaches that you already can remember. And, you know, he's going to have a great game plan.
Focused, stern, likes to point out, you know, very quickly and loudly when players make mistakes. Does that remind you of anybody?
Yeah, definitely. Our coach. But, you know, it's great to have a coach like that. Makes everybody be accountable. And, you know, you're responsible for your own actions. So that's good.
Jesper, what has made Brady good for so long, do you think?
I definitely think he plays the game from top down. You know, it first starts with mental. And, you can tell he's a very intelligent guy. He knows where the pressure's coming. He watches the safeties, and you know he makes his offensive adjustments. And anytime you have a quarterback that can do that, you know great things are going to happen with your offense.
So one thing you feel great about your unit that you guys are really coming together with, is there one characteristic that you guys know you can hang your hat on?
Definitely playing for each other. You know, going the extra mile for each other.
There's a lot of switching in and out. Rotations mm-hmm. on all three levels of the defense. Was that more a product of Coach Zimmer's scheme, or was it that it was the first game that everybody's playing a full 60 minutes?
No, I think it was a product of Coach Zimmer's scheme. You know, just like people see, you know, I'm starting Mike in the base, and, you know, Jericho's on the field here and there in different packages. And, you know, Coach has a lot of different packages, right. So, you know, you just really can't rest your head on one. That's a great thing about Coach. You know, he have a lot of different looks.
And with the way that a lot of teams will say, this is what we do, we're not changing it for an opponent. Mm-hmm. Whereas New England, it seems like they'll switch things up from one week to the next, where you're looking at film from last week's game and you never see the same formation in the next one. Is that harder to adjust to when you know that they're going to throw wrinkles at you that you haven't seen on tape?
You have to be ready. You know, it's not hard to adjust. You just have to be ready for it. You know, most of the time when teams give you different looks like that, they're trying to confuse you. So you just have to be ready for a different look, but you get the same concepts out of them. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chester. Mm-hmm.